Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Oh, it's Jungle Primary Day tomorrow in Los Angeles. Spencer Pratt challenging Mayor Karen Bass.
Well, I think for the undecided voters to understand that they have a choice to make. And that choice is a reality TV villain? Really? How did that work for us on a national level?
All right, a couple of the, obviously comparing him to Trump, there are a couple of the comments from the last final days of the campaign.
I don't think he has any plans on homelessness. I think he has rhetoric that he says, like, you know, everybody's a zombie and we're just going to sweep everybody up.
Enough is enough. I'm the one with compassion. No matter what these people tell you, I don't want people dying on the street. I don't want our tax money going to needles to kill these people. I want to get them in treatment. I want to help them. We got to fight. We just can't sit back.
Spencer Pratt saying LA needs change.
I just want people to feel safe. I want families to be able to thrive in the city. A lot of people say, oh, he doesn't have any experience, but we all have the experience living in this city. We know what needs to be changed. And as a city, we will change it together.
Yeah, there's no doubt that his candidacy has drawn a lot of attention, drawn a lot of national attention. But will it be enough in the end? But we're going to talk to Brian Pink, who's going to know a little bit about this from KNX Radio in Los Angeles, a St. Louis native. How are you, Brian, this afternoon? Let's start with that mayor's race. It's just the primary. So in this jungle primary, the top two finishers will move on to the general, unless Karen Bass or somebody gets 50+ percent or more, right?
Yeah, correct, Mark. And good afternoon. That's looking very unlikely because the latest polls show that this is a three-way dead heat. The top person in the polls, which right now is Bass, only getting about 28%. So just barely, not even getting that one-third threshold. So it's going to be two moving out of November. Who those two are is anybody's guess right now.
All right, so tell me about Spencer Pratt, because, you know, that's obviously something that has gotten a lot of national attention. I didn't really know much about this guy until 3 weeks ago. I didn't watch The Hills. I have seen him make some interesting points, though, about, you know, what Los Angeles needs and what they need to be fixed. But it's also a Democrat stronghold in an urban area, and although this is a nonpartisan, in theory, primary, it'd be pretty hard to convince me that even if he makes it to the, you know, the general election, that he could somehow win this race. Is that a bad hot take, or what would you say about that?
Well, I'm fascinated to find out tomorrow whether there has been all along this phenomenon, and especially in the last couple of months, of the hidden Pratt voter, the ones that won't show up and tell pollsters who they're voting for, won't tell their friends who they're voting for, because there is that stigma. Now, Spencer Pratt is a registered Republican. He's running on, I suppose you could call it a conservative message, vis-a-vis, you know, law and order, cleaning up the streets, if insofar as that being a conservative message. But he has been careful to distance himself from any notion that he's running as a Republican. He
right.
notes many times, and correctly, that this is officially a nonpartisan race. And he's been very careful also to say that, you know, many of my supporters are Democrats. They're shy about admitting that they want to support him. But, you know, they are people who want the streets clean. And he's trying to make the point that that is not a Republican or Democrat or a blue or red issue. It's, you know, a 90-10 or even a 100-to-nothing issue that people want a safer environment. So it's going to really be interesting to see how much of that translates into a vote tomorrow.
Yeah, so, you know, when it comes to the way that this goes down, a lot of the focus, you correct me if I get any of this wrong, but a lot of the focus in this campaign has been on the fire recovery and the lack of response and the mismanagement by Karen Bass and her office. That's something that really kind of vaulted Spencer Pratt to the forefront here a little bit. Did he lose a home? I can't remember the specifics.
Yes, he did. That's the entire reason why he decided to launch this campaign is because, yes, he did lose his home in Pacific Palisades to that awful fire there. He started out as a community activist. He would, take the microphone at events and call out leadership. And then, as he said, when he found out that Bass is going to eventually run unopposed, he decided to say, "Oh, why not?" and jump in. And a lot of people kind of, you know, looked at it at first, saying, "Okay, we've seen this kind of thing before." But then he started gaining traction, just because there was an absence of people trying to make a good case against Bass. And he did he had a great debate performance and put out some videos detailing how he would clean up the homeless problem. He addresses it as mostly a drug problem, saying many of these people need to get treatment before they get homes, because, you know, if they get a roof over their head, they're still just going to shoot up. So once people found out that there's actually some substance here behind him just being a former reality show star, then this kind of got some forward momentum. And that's where we are today. This isn't just Karen Bass in a walk.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, so let's get to the governor's race because, you know, arguably up until a few weeks ago, nationally, that has gotten more attention. And, you know, I used to hear Katie Porter's name quite a bit at the top of the list. I'm not so sure she fared well in the last few weeks, but you have Xavier Becerra, who might be the favorite, Tom Steyer, who I can editorialize here, you don't have to, is crazy, Katie Porter, Matt Mahan. It's, again, jungle primary. Steve Hilton's in this race. He's a Republican. What happens here?
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
So with Becerra, when Eric Swalwell, the now former congressman, was, you know, forced to drop out because of sexual harassment allegations, Swalwell had, up until that point, occupied kind of the safe lane for Democrats. He was sort of the least objectionable. And with him out, Becerra did jump into that lane. Now, what you say about Steyer, some people would agree with you. So he's still pretty polarizing. You know, he's a billionaire, so that doesn't quite jibe with the whole notion of being for the working person, whether that's fair or not. Spending a lot of his money on his own campaign, but he might seem a little too extreme. And then the other folks like Katie Porter as well, there's some high negatives about her. So with Becerra, say what you will about him, but I think a lot of Democrats view him as a safe choice. I think there was some alarmism over the last few months that Hilton, as you mentioned, the Republican, and also the second-place Republican, Chad Bianco, were taking advantage of a splintered Democratic field and for a while looked like they could run away with the top two and shut Democrats out. Now it might be looking like the opposite. We haven't seen very much in the way of spending for Hilton, just imagining he's keeping his powder dry for November. But with the more concentrated Democratic field now, it looks like Steyer and Becerra, the vote is solidifying, and they're catching up to Hilton. And this could be a huge missed opportunity for Hilton. I think he's realizing this last minute. It might be too late. Again, this is another vote that we probably will not know the result tomorrow night. In fact, I'm betting on that this could be a drawn-out vote count. And in California, it is notoriously slow, so slow, the counting votes. So we're probably not going to have answers in the governor's race or probably the mayor's race until the end of the week, if not longer.
Yeah, because I'm looking at some of the polling here, and really some of the polling is a bit all over the board. It looks like Becerra has been, you know, trending, I think, in a positive direction. Hilton may have, I mean, if he ends up not finishing in the top two, I think you can kind of say he peaked too early. And then if Tom Steyer and Becerra are the choices, good Lord, buckle up, I guess is what I would say.
Yeah, that too. If you have a two-Democrat field to move on into November, it's going to be a lot of what-ifs. Should Hilton have done more? Should he have spent more? And then also, a lot of Republicans are simply going to check out in November, and that could have a lot of downstream effects as far as participating in other elections, too. So that's another thing to look at here.
It's just an odd, for those of us who have covered some of the elections recently, it's an odd time of year in our opinion to be voting. You know, in Missouri, we vote in August. So you don't have our primary until the first week of August, and then the general comes up 3 weeks later. It's weird in some of these other states, including yours, that these primaries are at this time, or even having, that runoff the day after a holiday last week. It's just bizarre. But I guess that's what you guys do in the top two from each of these races will barrel towards spending hundreds of millions of dollars to win the election in November, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think that we'll probably see a break.
A little summer break.
And figuring, I only have to run against this guy or this lady, so we can just concentrate on that. It could be where, come back in Labor Day and then, because advertising in California, especially in LA, is not cheap. So they've got to spend wisely here. Yeah. I mean, we're going to see a lot of them out in the community. We're going to see more of the viral ads and stuff, the stuff that's they can cheaply get out there. A lot of noise. But, yeah, you're right, Mark. It leaves, what is it, a five-month gap between now and November?
It's a long time before we get
It
really is. By the way, have you started with your – this is always kind of a weird thing when I've gone out there to Los Angeles. It's been a little while in June, but you get this June gloom thing. Is that kicked in yet?
Yeah, well, I'm looking outside. I'm home right now. It's a sunny day. That's kind of the thing with the June gloom. You get the gray mornings, and it's nice and cool out. Then by about 11 a.m. it starts to break up, and it's really nice, comfy weather out there. But we have this usually for about a couple months. Gray, and then it takes on a new name, June gloom, today.
Are you following our Cardinals? They've gotten off to a pretty good start. You going to get back to St. Louis this summer?
I watched last night. I think that was a great national showcase there on Sunday Night Baseball to get that. I think Wednesday, that loss in Milwaukee was the low point. That was awful, that afternoon game. They blew it there late, and then I think that last night was the high point.
It was awesome,
Taking a series against the Cubs is always huge, but especially now.
Albert was in the booth chiming in. I thought that was cool. Yeah, we got the Rangers in town this week. Brian, always great to have you. Let's get to a game this summer. Come back to St. Louis. We'll talk soon.
All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. Maintain X was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With Maintain X, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on Maintain X because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep. Graybar does that.